Okay, so for today's learning in Mishneh Berurah Yomi, I want to talk about a very relevant halacha as it relates to Kiddush B'Makom Suda. What food qualifies as a Suda to fulfill this mandate of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So you make Kiddush and the Suda has to be in conjunction with that Kiddush or you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. And the question is, what classifies as a Suda? Do I have to have bread next to the Kiddush? Do I have to have mezonos? What is considered significant enough to be rendered Suda in fulfillment of the halacha of Kiddush B'makom Suda? So it's a machlekes ha'paiskim. However, we paskin, based on the Mishneh Berurah and Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, that you don't need to have actual bread for the fulfillment of Kiddush B'makom Suda. Eating mezonos is sufficient. So if a person, let's say, makes kiddush and then has cake, and he has a kezias of cake, and he does it soon after the recitation of kiddush, he has fulfilled the mandate of kiddush b'makom suda. He is yoytze the mitzvah of kiddush, and he could eat subsequently. He fulfilled the requirement of kiddush b'makom suda. However, because it's a machlekes hapaiskim, and some opinions do necessitate eating actual bread to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush B'makom Suda, we therefore only rely on eating mezonos when it comes to Kiddush by day, which inherently is a Kiddush midrabanan. However, when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, which at its core is a Chiyuv d'oraisa, we are machmer and we tell people to use bread rather than mezonos. And we tell people to use bread rather than wine. We don't use wine. We don't use mezonos when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night by virtue of the fact that Kiddush on Friday night at its root is a chiyuv midaraisa. So that's the Iker Halacha, that we conceptually agree with the Paiskim that allow mezonos to be used, but since Kiddush by night is deraisa, so we stay away from even mezonos when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, and we use even lechatchila Kiddush b'makom suda for mezonos consumption on Shabbos morning. And when it comes to wine, even on Shabbos morning, lechatchila we stay away from being yoytze Kiddush b'makom suda and refrain from drinking a revius of wine for the fulfillment. However, b'shas hatzorech, if it's a time of need, then Shabbos morning, we allow people to be in fulfillment of Kiddush B'makom Suda by drinking a revius of wine. So that's the basic halacha. That on Shabbos morning, even l'chatchila, you could be yoytze Kiddush B'makom Suda with a kezias of mezonos. B'shas hatzorech, on Shabbos morning, you could have a revius of wine to fulfill Kiddush B'makom Suda. This is the shita of the Ein Yitzchak, that since Kiddush on Friday night is a chiyuv d'oraisa, l'chatchila we try to only fulfill Kiddush B'makom Suda with actual bread to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush B'makom Suda according to all opinions. If it's difficult, says the Ein Yitzchak, if it's hard to get bread and fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suda with bread, even on Friday night will be mekel, and will allow you to use cake or mezonos food for Kiddush B'makom Suda. But l'chatchila, Friday night, you should have actual bread. Now, it's very interesting to note that in many yeshivas, there's a minig based on the ruling of the Chazon Ish that on Simchas Torah night, they make Kiddush before the dancing starts. And in that case, they don't have bread. They have Kiddush B'makom Suda using mezonos. Now, how could that be? Didn't we just say that according to the Ein Yitzchak, which seems to be the general custom, on the night Kiddush, we require, at least l'chatchila, to have bread for Kiddush B'makom Suda. So why are we being mekel on Simchas Torah night? The answer is, says the Piskei Tshuvos, that this minig is based on the premise that the chiyuv of Kiddush on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov night, is only in Durabanon. And therefore, Kiddush on Simchas Torah night is the equivalent of Kiddush on Shabbos morning, which is only Durabanon, which therefore gives us reason to allow the use of cake or mezonos for Kiddush B'makom Suda. So basically, when there's a Kiddush deraisa to be made, which is only Shabbos, Friday night, will be machmer lechatchila to have bread. But anytime there's a Kiddush derabanan, like Shabbos morning or Kiddush Yom Tov night, will be mekel even lechatchila to have mezonos. since mezainis is better than wine, so when it comes to wine, even on Shabbos morning, it's only b'shas atzorich that we're allowing a person to have a revius of wine and be yotze kedush makom suda with wine. Even on Shabbos morning, we'll say lechatchila to avoid fulfilling kedush makom suda with a revius of wine.